Welcome to the Family Rules Podcast, where we discuss family, relationships, marriage, parenting, and everything we've learned along the way.
And how to get through it all.
It's me, TJ Jackson, and with me is my wife, Frances Jackson.
Hi, everyone.
And we are going to give you some key strategies, tips, and rules to help strengthen your family. On today's episode, we are going to discuss confidence. Yes, confidence.
And how to instill it in your child.
And why it's so important for our kids to have it. So, why are you smiling, Frances? I'm very close to Frances right now, and I just see her
very close.
White, pearly, big teeth.
That's a good thing.
It's a wonderful thing. It means you're brushing your teeth, right? But this is such an important topic, and one that I think, especially in today's day, all parents need to really focus on making sure their kids are confident. You know, because when kids are confident and secure about who they are, they're more likely to have a growth mindset and more likely to achieve things.
Absolutely.
And they're obviously more likely to be happy. And for every parent, I think that is the number one goal that you'd want your kids to be, is happy. More important than anything is happiness. So Frances, I want to ask you, I want to start with you. How do you instill confidence in your child?
I think one of the most important ways you can instill confidence in your child is by showing them unconditional love. Kids are going to make mistakes. They're not going to make the best choices, but we have to advocate for them. We have to show them that their mistakes are part of life, that we're there to support them. You don't want to criticize them too much. Mm. We're supposed to build them up.
And a lot of times parents, and this is something that I've been dealing with because I'm a very competitive parent.
And yes, he is.
And that's something that I think us competitive parents who want the best for our kids, we sometimes fall victim to that. We can show frustration or anger or disappointment when our kids, you know, don't perform to the level they're capable of, or mm-hmm. or when we don't feel like they're giving effort. And trust me, it can get difficult. But the thing that we have to remember is that when our kids see that, they start to doubt themselves, and
yes.
and that leaves them believing that they can't please you, mm-hmm. who's the most important people in their life, their parents, and they can't meet your expectations. And ultimately, that's going to cost them to lose their confidence.
Yes.
And what's scary is that a loss of confidence in an ability to do something will oftentimes spread to damaging their entire self-esteem.
Yes.
And I think that's important to note, that confidence is generally tied to one's ability to do something, where self-esteem is more encompassing and relates to how they feel about themselves, how they value themselves, and how they feel they fit in this world.
I think the two go hand in hand for sure.
They do go hand in hand. And I think it's one of those things when a kid loses confidence in their ability to do any or everything, it's going to definitely damage their self-esteem.
Yes.
And that's where you can get into serious issues with drugs and a downward spiral for your child, which can be very difficult to get them out of.
Yes. As parents, we need to build them up. Let them know that mistakes are okay.
So with that said, for any parents out there, if your child loses a match or loses a competition or messes up on a test, we have to make sure they understand that we love them, that no matter how they perform, our love for them will never change. And even though we know it, we have to make sure our kids know it.
Yeah.
And that's a very, very important tip we could give you.
Well said, TJ Jackson.
Well, thank you. Okay, here's another tip for you. You have to teach your child how to set and achieve goals. That is something that can really help them become confident in whatever they're doing. And another thing, again, have realistic expectations. So set your child up with a good chance of winning. And oftentimes, again, me being a competitive
mm-hmm.
parent.
You're competitive.
I like to challenge them because I believe in challenges and growth. And even though I was able to accept those challenges, win or lose, oftentimes our kids are not.
No, they're not. So they are not us. We have to, you know, parent individually for sure.
So make sure you teach them how to set goals and try to encourage them to achieve those goals, but also make sure those goals are realistic and achievable. Day by day, our kids, at least it feels like, I don't like to badmouth generations, but I feel like our kids are getting less patience of being able to do something.
And I think with social media in general as well, there's a lot of judging going on, and you want your kids to be able to believe in themselves and be the person that they are without the outside criticism bringing them down.
Talking about outside criticism and judging themselves, we have to, as parents, resist the temptation to compare them to others.
Yes. Which is hard to do if you have, you know, multiple children. You don't want to compare them to your other kids or to their siblings.
Or to classmates or friends. Because comparing them, it causes the children to doubt themselves.
Yes.
And again, if they start to doubt themselves or start to feel like they're not measuring up to your expectations, they will lose confidence. They will start to feel like they're not worthy and they're not capable of pleasing you. And even though from our perspective, a parent's perspective, it could be very, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? It could be very...
Get it out, TJ.
It is pretty late. But it could be very innocent. You know, when we're comparing a child to another, we just want to bring an example. And oftentimes another child is the example.
Yes.
So it can be very easy to utilize that child. But from the child's perspective, the one who isn't measuring up, it feels like you are choosing a child or showing more love to a child. So if at all possible, and as much as you can, avoid comparing your children to another child, classmate, friend.
And don't compare your child to yourself, what you did at their age, because it is a different time. And I even find myself doing that. And you have to be careful with that as a parent.
Well said. Do you have another tip? Because I don't want to go through all mine and then leave yours behind, because we both did,
okay.
I think, five. So
yeah, teaching your child independence is really important.
Yes.
That starts pretty young, though.
Yes. So when you say teaching them independence, what do you mean by that?
Okay. A perfect example is Rio's 5 and he wants cereal. So yes, me being a mother, I want to do it for him, but
Why do you want to do it for him? Because you feel you're going to make the cereal taste better? What is it?
He's my baby. I can't help it. Okay. I mean, I know a lot of us moms are guilty of that. But, you know, he wants to get the bowl and he's like, Mom, I can pour the cereal. And I'm like, oh, I know that he can pour the cereal. But when Rio pours the cereal, it's most likely going to be a big mess. But that's okay. You have to, you know, that goes back to saying don't sweat the small stuff.
Yes.
Let him pour the cereal, make a bit of a mess. But you know what? Also have him clean up that mess.
And here's the thing. It just teaches the child that they can be independent.
Yes.
And they could do things. It gives them more skills to utilize whenever, you know, they come across something else they want to do. They're going to have more confidence in themselves because they're able to do more things.
It sounds like a simple thing, but I'm telling you, it really does help. I mean, I remember Joe being 1 year old and she wanted to dress herself. And the outfit that I wanted her to wear was cute and matched, and what Joe wanted to wear was completely different. But you know what? Joe is so confident now, and she's very independent.
Yeah.
You know, we really don't have to tell her what her chores are, what she needs to do. Joe just gets it done. And she really had independence at a very young age.
Very good. Okay, another thing we could do as parents to help our kids become confident young people is we can show the love. And what I mean by that, it's different than the unconditional love that we talked about earlier. Showing the love means hanging up awards, certificates, drawings that they made, trophies. Put it out there. Celebrate it. And not just in their room. It could be in your room. Something we've been doing for years is having our kids' art hung up on our walls. And And I'm sure it's not the most pleasant for our guests to see, but for us and what we want to do for our kids and help them become confident, it's a great gesture. Because again, our kids look to us as parents as the most important judges in life.
Yeah, it's the role modeling starts with us.
So if they see us accept and appreciate what they are doing, it's going to give them confidence in themselves.
Celebrate their accomplishments for sure.
I remember reading Derek Jeter, who's a Hall of Fame baseball player, his family, his book, and he talked about how much it meant for his family had, I think, something called the Hall of Fame.
The Wall of Fame, right?
Maybe the Wall of Fame, but yeah. Basically they in a common area of the house, they would put all their kids' trophies and achievements up on the walls and really celebrate it as if it was a big family achievement. And that gave him a lot of confidence in life, and his sister, I believe, a lot of confidence to do great things, because it wasn't just him who was celebrating, it was the entire family. And I think that's where we first got the idea. But again, just show the love. Show your kids that you're watching what they're doing, you value what they're doing, and you appreciate what they're doing. So show the love.
In saying that, I'm going to piggyback off of that. It's, you know, you're saying show the love, but we also need to model self-love as well. The kids need to hear.
What do you mean by models?
You know, so they need to hear us not down ourselves or, I mean, I feel like on a day, not a daily basis, but all of us can get caught up in that. You know, if we have a few pounds and it's like, oh, I need to lose weight or I need to go on a diet. We need to be careful with that because our kids are watching that. So model self-love is very important. And if you have an accomplishment, celebrate that.
Yes.
Just like when you got your degree, we traveled and we went to your graduation and it was a great celebration for us.
100%. And I'm happy you brought up this point because a lot of times we're hard on ourselves as well. And again, our kids look up to us. They look at us as the example. They model often our behavior. Everyone knows about the saying, kids will watch what you do more than what you say.
Yes.
So you could be preaching to them on a daily basis the importance of confidence, how it's you know, you're great at this and you could do this and you could do that. But if you're not showcasing that for yourself, then it's kind of negating the impact of those words.
Absolutely.
So make sure you are being right to yourself so that they see what it takes to become a confident person. Because again, if you're downing yourself every step of the way or just downing yourself in general, that's a habit that they may watch and start picking up themselves. Don't be surprised if you're saying, I can't do this, or I'm tired, or I'm not able to succeed at this. Don't be surprised if your kid starts feeling that way or saying those same exact words about themselves. They're learning from watching you and hearing what's coming out of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
So another tip, rule, is to keep them active. And it's been tough with this quarantine.
It really has.
But keep your kids active. Keep them engaged in things. If your kids aren't active, they get rusty. And then when it's time for them to do something, they're not as great at doing it as they once were. So what happens? They start to lose confidence in their ability. And again, with our current situation in this world where it's so easy to be judged and it's so easy to compare themselves to their peers online through social media, it becomes very important for us to continue to keep them active. Dale Carnegie has an excellent quote about this. He said, "Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy."
Which, in saying keeping them active, sports really helps to build confidence.
100%. Because you're always growing.
Yes.
You're always getting better. You're always improving. Regardless of what level your child is, confidence is the key. So if you're going to just keep challenging your child because you believe in them and they're going to keep losing, it's going to affect their confidence.
True.
And so just be mindful of that. Make sure you're giving your child winnable moments. And oftentimes it takes them staying active to do it.
And you're not always going to win.
No.
Which leads to the next one that I have, and I feel like this is really important, is resilience.
Yes.
And kids by nature are resilient.
What is it about resilience that's so important?
I just think that it helps build their confidence, because you're going to have setbacks in life. Owning that setback and then moving forward, mm-hmm. it builds confidence. Failure's a part of success. We all know that. You know, I think it's hard for kids to understand that.
Yeah.
So when you fail, I believe that it's instilling resilience, because at that moment, they're feeling like overwhelmed, or, you know, maybe it's a daunting feeling for them, but then they come back in the next day and it's like, okay, so how can I get better? How can I do better?
Yeah. Well said. Did you have another important one you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. I mean, we do this with the kids though.
Which one?
Affirmations.
Oh, big.
I think that's really important.
Affirmations are positive self-talk. And whether it's, I am learning every day, I am growing every day, I can do this, I could do that. I can't do that yet,
mm-hmm.
but I will one day. I won't give up.
I may fall, but I'll get back up.
I'm good at this. I'm the best at this. You can even go there. I don't mind that, because I think you got to, like a lot of great achievers, they have to first tell themselves they're the best at this. And whether it's the best in my house, whether it's the best in my city, it's the best in my state, you got to believe in yourself first. So welcome that. You know, obviously keep an eye on ego and make sure the work ethic.
Oh, yeah. Keep the ego in check.
We'll always say that. But you got to keep an eye on their work ethic to be able to match what they're saying and give them a true chance to succeed at what they're saying. But don't be afraid of your children saying, I'm the best speller in my class. I'm the best, you know, handball player at playground. Let them say that.
Joe, yeah. Joe has one on her mirror right now. And I love that Joe does this, but she has one and she keeps this one up. It says, I am kind every day.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it could be as simple and as pleasant as that. And obviously something like that is super important. And I never told her to do that.
No,
you?
she just does it.
It's a little different.
But I mean, also you have to think about it when we do the gratitude journals, yeah. You know, we speak to them about that. So I think that helps.
So again, you have to give your kids the tools to be confident. And affirmations is a great thing they could do. They can write it every day. They could say it every day. You know, there's great videos out there of kids, little girls with their fathers behind them saying great affirmations in the mirror every mm-hmm. day. And that is something that is true and works, you know, and it helps give your child confidence. Because again, to succeed and to become great at things, you have to be confident. You're not going to be great at anything in life if you're not confident. And that could be one of the biggest things we give our kids, is the ability to be confident and to teach them how to be confident. So please don't underestimate this. Please don't ignore this. Really utilize this and take it upon yourself to make sure you're giving your kids all the tools to be confident. Was there another? There's many others.
There is many, but
was there any more you wanted to state on this podcast?
I think these were my top five.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to go through them real quick, a recap?
Sure.
Let's hear it.
So my first one was love unconditionally.
Okay. And then I said,
so important.
Then mm-hmm. I said, teach them how to set and achieve goals.
Yep.
And then?
Independence. Teach them independence.
And then I said, resist comparing them to others.
Mm-hmm. I had model self-love, but you had...
I had show the love yes. prior to that?
Yes.
So show them the love, hang
yep.
their awards.
Celebrate their accomplishments.
And then you had...
Am I next or are you?
I'll go next. I had
you
keep
go.
Them active.
Okay, you did.
And then you had...
Resilience.
Okay, and then you had an extra bonus one.
I did. Affirmations.
Okay, cool.
That's a daily thing that I feel like would really, I feel like it helps us as adults.
Well, it helps everyone. And I think most of these pertain to us as well. You know, it could be even in a relationship. If your spouse just graduated from a university or certificate, celebrate that. Put that out there. It shouldn't be that person who has to hang it up. It's a family, people. And I think we have to always remember our family is the most important to us. And once we see that they are celebrating and just as happy and there with us, whether that's kid to kid, whether that's parent to kid, kid mm-hmm. to parent, or spouse to spouse, That's such an important tool to do. So make sure you're celebrating your family. Make sure you're helping them become the most confident they can be in whatever they're doing.
And teaching your kid confidence is allowing them to have more of a growth mindset.
Yes. You rewrote that down?
Yeah, I did. Did you?
Didn't I say that in the beginning?
You probably did, but I'm just, you know, reaffirming it.
Okay. Well, there you go. Confident kids and secure kids are more likely to have a growth mindset. And that is something that is crucial today.
Yes, it is.
So, Fran, are you ready to close this?
Sure.
Okay.
We went by fast, but yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
No. All right. Once again, episode 3. Giving your child confidence. And we like to close our episodes with a quote. So I have a quote from Sophia Loren. And the quote is, getting ahead in a difficult profession requires avid faith in yourself. So let's remember that. So if we're ever going to let our kids become great at whatever they choose to be, they have to have avid faith in themselves.
Yes, starts so there.
It's not avid faith in my parent doing it. It's not avid faith that one day I will be able to do it. It's avid faith that I can do it. And again, to me, this one really rings loud about independence. Let your kids do the things that they need to do. Let them make their mistakes. Lift them up. Tell them how proud that you are that they tried it, that they gave the effort, and that they're growing.
We know you want to protect them, but this is so important to teach them to be independent.
Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for joining. And make sure you subscribe. And remember,
love is the answer.